This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Fridays, KERA's project On Our Minds explores how mental health shapes the lives of North Texans. Today, the strain the pandemic is putting on therapists and other mental health professionals. Cindy Doyle is a counselor in Denton. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
As a licensed counselor, I'm sure you're used to dealing with the gamut of problems that people face. How has COVID-19 changed things for you?
It's really changed the way we actually provide therapy. Clinicians and clients that were really reluctant to have relationships via screens were forced into doing it. And also clients that were maybe hesitant, like maybe they didn't think about doing therapy that way, have been pushed to say, you know, I do need help, and I guess this is going to be the way I'm going to have to do it. So it's definitely provided some change in the way we do therapy. The other way that it's changed is the issues that's coming up. I wound up having clients that we had processed through trauma that they had been through, but then COVID wound up almost stirring that back up. And not having been through a pandemic before, either as a client or a clinician, we were very confused as to what is this, what's going on, what are we all feeling? And as a clinician trying to figure out, or as a counselor trying to figure out, what am I experiencing and how does this relate to what my client's experiencing?
And now, just when you were settling into a routine in this new pandemic era, the protest about police brutality began. Has that turmoil had an impact on your practice?
I think it has probably had an impact on clinicians, counselors nationwide. There's a lot of conversation in the fact that we were just going through COVID and kind of getting to this place where we felt like, okay, I can breathe. And the pain that is felt all the way around this situation with racism, with police. And in this situation, it's hard because we are going through our own feelings too. It's different than just having a client come in and talk about their situation. We are personally going through COVID. We are personally going through the pain that the country is going through as well. And so when we have our own pain, we have to work extra hard to stay in a healthy space for ourselves so we can be there with our clients and not let those emotions get tangled up with theirs.
Who do you reach out to when you need help? Are there specialists who are focused on the mental health of mental health professionals?
So ironically, that's one of my populations that I do work with. I actually have many clinicians that I work with myself and help them to work through it. I have an amazing network of clinician friends and just friends in general. So Marco Polo is my lifesaver a little bit right now.
Is that a social media platform or a?
Yeah, kind of. It's like a video, like you send video back and forth to each other. So in the middle, like if I'm struggling with something, I might send, it's like a video text, if you will. And so you send it off and then they respond. But it's nice because you can see each other's faces. But yes, it's so important for us to feel plugged in. I am plugged in through various communities. I'm really active in Texas Counseling Association, which is a huge network for me. I'm really plugged in with some other networks throughout the country that have an amazing group of clinicians. And we have to be very open and vulnerable. I think part of what helps us to move through it is to admit that we are also struggling and that we are very human and we have our own struggles and we have our own emotions about these situations. And being honest with that is really important. The groups that I have and even my cohort of folks at my own practice, it's essential that we are just honest with each other and that we lean on each other. And that's really who helps us out, is we lean on each other.
Cindy Doyle is a licensed professional counselor in Denton. Thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.